from Louisville Public Media.
From Louisville Public Media and PRX, this is The Music Box, sponsored by PNC.
Welcome to The Music Box. I'm your teacher, Miss Faith. One of the things that I love most about music is the fact that it is a doorway to the imagination. Whether you are listening to a song composed to enhance a scene in a movie, or just jamming to a tune on the radio that makes you want to get down and boogie.
Come on, baby! Let's do that twist!
Music has the ability to transport you. This is definitely the case for our episode today. Only, instead of transporting you to the high seas of a pirate ship or a 50s sock hop, we will be taking you halfway around the world. I am so excited to introduce you to our special guest, Mr. John. Earlier in the week, I met with Mr. John on Zoom, which is why our voices might sound a little funny. Mr. John plays a lot of instruments used in Asian music, and he is going to talk to us all about music from Thailand, where he is from, as well as some music from many parts of Western Asia. Let's hear from Mr. John now.
My name is John Silapayamanant, and I am a cellist, but I've spent a lot of time learning other instruments from all around the world.
John, thank you so much for joining us today. Could you please tell us a little bit about your background, where your family's from?
Yes, I was born in Udon Thani, which is in northeast Thailand. And of course, Thailand is a country in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, it would take a long time for us to get there from where we live in Kentucky.
I think when I first came here, it was a 20-hour plane trip.
Wow. So that's almost a whole day. Can you tell us what traditional music is like in Thailand?
Yes. From the northeast part of Thailand, we call that the Assam region, and it's very close to the border of Laos. And so a lot of the music from that part of the country is very similar on both sides of the border. The music is very folksy. The instruments are interesting. And I have an instrument that you'll see that's from that part of Thailand a little later. And also one of the most popular instruments there is called a can. And it's basically several pieces of bamboo put together around a clay middle, which then is blown into. And it's basically like a mouth organ. And it literally sounds almost like an organ, but powered by your mouth and your fingers.
How did you get started playing music?
Well, actually, the first music I learned, this would have been in Thailand and here in the States when I moved here when I was very, very young. I think I was 2 years old. I was bilingual then, and the first songs I learned how to sing were actually in Thai. Around the age of 6, I think, is when I started playing the violin. A year later, I decided I liked the cello much better.
Out of all of the instruments that you play, what would you say is your favorite instrument to play right now?
They're called spike fiddles, and mainly because the fingerboard is actually usually a stick that goes completely through the body of the instrument and usually ends at a spike at the bottom, hence they're called spike fiddles. And they're found all over the world, all over Africa, all over Asia, even in parts of Europe as well. And they're very similar in how they're played, too. So I think those have become sort of my favorite to play because I've been collecting a lot of them lately.
Okay, so let's talk about these instruments that you brought for us. Start with the Thai instrument that you have for us today.
Okay, it's called a saw u. It's a fiddle made out of a coconut.
Let's see if we can get our listeners to say the name of that instrument. So say it for me one more time.
Saw oo.
Saw oo. I said that right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's pretty good.
So then everyone at home can say saw oo.
So this is a saw oo. This is the coconut that has been carved. So there's a figure right in the middle, and that is Hanuman, who's the monkey lord in one of the Thai epic stories.
Ooh, very cool.
Yeah. It's also for acoustic reasons, so that more of the sound can actually, sort of like F-holes in violins and cellos. It's got two strings. A lot of Asian stringed instruments have two strings. And this is the interesting thing about these instruments. The bow is actually in between the strings. So when you play one string, you actually have to pull your arm back. And when you play the other string, you push it out.
So I'd love to hear you play the sa'u for us now. Could you do that for me?
Yes. I'm going to play this Laotian classical tune called Lao Jiao Su.
Thank you so much for playing that for us. I understand that you don't just play music from Thailand, but you also play instruments and music from all over the world. Do you have any other instruments you'd like to share with us or other types of music you'd like to share with us today?
Yeah, today I'd like to share with you an instrument that's from Iran and actually used a lot throughout Western Asia. And it's also a spike fiddle. But this one is actually much more similar to the Western violin in that there are four strings. I didn't say what it was called, did I? It's called a kamencha.
A kamencha?
Kamencha is closer.
Kamencha.
The body is actually made out of wood rather than a coconut.
Well, it's really neat to hear how you have learned to play all of these different bowed instruments from around the world. And they have so many similarities and ties with one another. But one thing that we haven't done yet is heard you play the kamencha. So could you play that for us now?
Yes. And what I'll do first is actually show you the scale I'm going to play it in, because it's actually a Turkish scale. And I'm going to do an improvisation on that scale.
Thank you so much for playing that for us, John. It sounds so very interesting, and I hope that our listeners enjoyed moving along to that different style of music.
Thank you so much for having me. Hope I inspired someone, and hope I inspired someone to go listen to some of this music.
I know you inspired me for sure.
Mr. John mentioned the Monkey King, Hanuman, was carved into his sa'u from Thailand. Hanuman is known for his strength, bravery, and loyalty. Stories of Hanuman are often depicted in dramas performed in Thailand. In this version we are about to hear, Hanuman is dancing around, doing cartwheels and rolling on the floor like a playful monkey. As we listen to this music, can you move like Hanuman? Try to make your body match the playful music. A big thank you to Mr. John for sharing with us the sa'u from Thailand and the kamencha from Iran. I hope hearing about these two unique instruments has inspired you to explore more music from all different parts of Asia. We are so fortunate to get to hear this music without having to travel across the world. Our ears and our imaginations can do the traveling for us. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our journey through music exploration as much as I did. Don't forget to check out all of the additional lessons and resources found by clicking on the details of this episode. The fun and learning can keep going even after this episode ends. As always, I'm Miss Faith, and you have unwrapped another wonderful gift from The Music Box.
The Music Box is a production of Louisville Public Media and PRX with support PNC. This episode was written by Faith Murphy. Technical direction, editing, and sound design by Tara Anderson.
Our executive producer is Daniel Gillen. Special thanks to Kirsten Falls Graff.
You can get additional teaching materials and all our episodes at musicboxpod.org. You can also find out about how to support the show.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.